you're up. You can, first what's going to happen is the prosecution team is going to do its case. You can sit down over here if you want, or you can stand up there the whole time. It's up to you. You want to stand up there?
I'll stand. My wife is my partner in this, and she'll be at the other speaker.
Okay.
Mike.
All right. Let's see. This is 1000, case 1000. All right. Mr. Packard?
Mr. Thompson.
Thanks, Harvey. Again, this is a map of the Prohibition Zone. Bruce and Antoinette Payne live at 1061 Green Oaks Drive. I think Mr. Levy testified earlier that they're next door neighbors, or they live close by. But this is the a location of Bruce Payne's property within the Prohibition Zone boundaries. And Mr. Payne has not submitted any evidence that he does not have a septic system discharge. That's all for now.
Okay. We do have. Okay, letters from Mr. Payne. Okay. All right. Mr. and Mrs. Payne, any cross-examination of the prosecution team witnesses? Do you want to ask some questions about their testimony? Okay.
In reference to the map on the wall there, I'd like everybody to take a look at the far north there, a little square block that has a 52 in it. That particular well has consistently tested not ever higher than 30, in between 20 and 30 since 1983, which is the earliest tests I've got. Also, on the same, October paper that
Mr. Payne?
Pardon me?
Mr. Payne, are you going to ask the prosecution staff questions? You will have an opportunity to present your testimony later. Now is your time to cross-examine the prosecution staff regarding the testimony that they have made.
Did you know, anybody on the prosecution staff, do you know that that well tested consistently as April and also as late as November, the next month that was taken, never tested more than 30 and has been consistently between 20 and 30 since 1983? Do you know that?
This map was provided by the CSD. We do have the long-term history of nitrate concentrations for all these wells. We are aware of the long-term history.
The thing that I wanted to bring out on this is that the prosecution team has deliberately chosen a map that has a very high concentration of nitrates, and the sheet for all those wells had asterisks behind that and behind several other wells that said there's new forms of nitrate been found.
Okay, Mr. Payne, you're going to have 15 minutes to go ahead and testify.
Okay.
But right now, just keep it to questions you want to ask of them.
Has anybody on the prosecution team checked to see whether I have a permitted gray water disposal line, and would you know whether I'm dumping my porta potty in a legal place to dump porta potties? Dump station, as they're called, people with other people with SUVs and so on.
Mr. Payne, your submittal to us mentions that you do have a septic tank that had been recently pumped.
Oh, there's one on the property, yes, sir, and we are in compliance. We had that pumped. It was pumped actually. When this process started, it had been pumped within 3 years at that time, and we had it pumped again, so it's now been pumped twice in 6 years. But it is on the property, and that's why you have that
Okay,
in here.
What is your question for them?
I asked them if any of them knew whether I had a permitted gray water and wasn't dumping anything in my septic tank.
Okay.
Okay. No, we don't know if you have a gray water system.
So basically, my guilt or innocence is based on an assumption,
well,
same as everybody else.
I would argue that if you had a gray water system, that's also, and you're discharging, that's also a discharge of waste.
If I had a permit for that, it's a discharge, huh?
If you have a gray water system, that goes to me to mean that you also have a black water system.
Okay, what if the discharge pipe from my septic tank was about 6 feet from the borderline to the moratorium zone and it actually dumped outside the moratorium zone?
Let me just
discharging, right?
Let me just object to the question to the extent that I can't tell whether Mr. Payne is asking a hypothetical or whether he is making some kind of factual statement and then asking a question about that set of facts that applies to his property. Mm-hmm.
See, the difficulty, Mr. Payne, is you're asking him a hypothetical question, but...
I thought it was quite well spent. If I'm that close to the moratorium zone, do they know that my discharge doesn't go outside the moratorium zone?
I'll restate that, if I may, because we're working together.
Okay.
Don't incriminate us.
I won't. And what I'm saying is that...
Your name, please?
I'm Antoinette Payne.
Okay.
And our property does back up to... our property is right on the line of the prohibition zone, meaning the properties in back of us are not in the prohibition zone. So his question is saying that in the event that he runs a pipe from our house outside the prohibition zone, would he be polluting?
That's hypothetical.
Yeah.
They can't answer that. It's hypothetical.
Okay.
The pipe could already be there. They don't know whether it is or not.
Well, they don't.
That's right. So I'm being charged as a discharger inside the moratorium zone, and they have no proof.
Well, you have the facts that are the basis for the hypothetical question are not in evidence.
I just made it evidence. It's a hypothetical question in evidence. I said it in the microphone.
Okay. All right. Any other questions for them, Mr. and Mrs. Payne?
No, only before I forget it, on these CDOs that are being issued now, they will be held in, I'm assuming, and I want to know this is hypothetical also, I guess, will they be held in abeyance until all 4,000 some odd hundred dischargers are CDO'd?
Well, you're asking questions of the prosecution team.
Yeah.
You can direct that to Mr. Sato if you want.
Anybody wants to answer it?
I have no understanding at this point in time that they will be held in abeyance.
Could you repeat that a little slower? I listen with a draw.
I have no understanding at this time that they will be held in abeyance.
Okay, this is more to the prejudice that's taking place in this hearing. I want to be noted.
And you'll be able to make that statement when you give us your closing argument or when you put on your case, and you have 15 minutes to tell us anything you want. Any other questions for the prosecution team right now?
No, I'd like my wife to read a little something she has printed up, and then I'll come back to what I have.
Well, before we do that, because if she wants to read something, she can do it, but we're going to go in procedure here.
Time, okay.
All right, let me look at my... Okay, so what we'll do is we'll start the 15 minutes, Mr. and Mrs. Payne. I don't care how you divide it up. You want to bring witnesses on. You want to read something. He wants to read something. I'm going to start the clock as soon as you start speaking.
Before you start the clock, we need to have the screen.
I can't hear you, Ms.
Mic isn't turned on, evidently.
Well, that's not... We need to use the screen. So.
I want to use the screen. Can you remove what's on the screen?
I'm I'm just going to take a minute of our time and just let you know who we are.
Okay.
I'm just assume that all the people on the board, as well as the prosecution team, are just very happy that they didn't decide that Los Osos would be a great place to live. We did. I have lived in Los Osos since 1988. I moved there with my daughter when she was 7. She went to Sunnyside, and I got my real estate license. In 1985, I met Bruce when I lived on Bush Drive by the community park. In 2003, we bought the home we have now on Green Oaks Drive. And in 2004, we got married at the Little Orthodox Church that was on 10th Street and then had a party at our house. We had the tank pumped and inspected when we bought the home in 2003 and then recently in September of this year. Bruce's kids are grown and my daughter is 25 now, living in San Francisco. We just live there alone, the two of us. Bruce is retired and I'm still selling real estate countywide. Bruce has been very involved in the Los Osos sewer issues. He has a strong sense of right and wrong and can't stand to see people taken advantage of if he can help it. He believes with his whole heart that the cost, location, and technology of the sewer that was in place with the old CSD is wrong. I am of the mind that we need to come to a compromise with regards to location, find a more ecologically sustainable system, and incur the expense that it will take. Mostly, we need to get rid of the prohibition zone and have everyone in town chip in. A month ago, or several months ago now, because I wrote this a while back, Bruce was changing the spark plugs in his truck so he could pass smog when suddenly he went blind in one eye. The ophthalmologist said that stress could be a leading factor for this happening. He has been under a lot of stretch researching and everything for the defense for the CDO. And I just like to just let you know that that's who we are. We've not done nothing wrong. We just happen to live in Los Osos. We think Los Osos is a great place to live. And it's very hard to be in this position. I'd also like to say, as Gail said, that, you know, in selling real estate, I know that having a CDO on my property prohibits me from selling my property if I want to. We have plans. We want to be doing something else. And what that does is it creates an unfair economic advantage to other people in town who do not have a CDO on their property. And according to the water code, I understand that you're not supposed to create a fair, unfair economic advantage. So that's my part of the presentation, and I'm going to give this to Bruce.
Okay, how much time do I have left?
12 minutes.
Okay. First off, I'd like to read a little bit of the law. It says, Federal Clean Water Act Section 603D bars the State Water Board from loaning state revolving fund money to any agency unless the agency has an established and dedicated source of revenue to repay the loan. This section states types of assistance except as otherwise limited by the state of water pollution control revolving fund of the state under this section may be used only to make loans on the condition that the receipt of a loan will establish a dedicated source of revenue for the repayment of the loan. U.S. Code Title 33, Section 1383D, and the State Water Code Section 13408 both state exactly the same rule that the State Water Board has authority to loan the state revolving funds only when the borrower has a dedicated source of revenue to repay the loan. And it's been stated in this same lawsuit several times and by Attorney Sykes, unless an assessment district or special tax district is created pursuant to the provisions of 218, the district has no ability to exact or collect rates and charges for services that are not available. Okay, so someone, I believe it was Mr. Jeffries, said this is not a political. I disagree that this is not a political hearing. Number one, Mr. Young quoted, and I quote, said right out very bluntly at some other meetings on the CDO hearings that his goal was to change the political will of this community. Another thing he said about CDOs was just because they've never been given before is no reason they shouldn't be given now. And in my opinion, the reason they haven't been given before is because they're either illegal or immoral or indiscretionate or just not right. There was another term in something that I can't remember. One of the things that I feel is this has nothing to do with clean water, because as Mr. Cleith from the water company said, it'll take 30 years before we see any reduction in nitrates. As far as septic tank use is concerned, Santa Cruz County, who's Santa Cruz? You're well aware that they have a septic tank management program, and I would hope that you're well aware of, say, Boulder Creek, where there's house on top of other house with flag lots and what have you on very steep ground with very shallow surface soil. Right above the San Lorenzo River, which is part of Santa Cruz City's drinking water supply, we would like to have a similar septic tank management program. It should have been installed. I believe there was something about that in 8312 that we should instill a water conservation and septic tank management program. Was that 8312 before 8313? Another thing that I'd like to say, as far as this being a political action is concerned, this is very transparent government action. It's very transparent that you're setting us up to have a hammer to drop on our heads if we don't vote yes on a 218 vote for anything the county presents. And we cannot vote for something that's going to put us in debt $160 million plus, which is what the project we stopped was. I'm sorry Mr. Jeffries wasn't able to stop the Salinas project that he ran on stopping it. Our board felt that we had a definite right and that the loan was illegal, which I just read you the law, and it should never have been given. Everything that's been done to this community since the recall signatures were certified has been to force us to put that miserable Tri-W Montgomery-Watson mess, which creates three major problems that don't exist now, to solve a problem that may or may not exist that won't make any difference for 30 years, and we're going to spend $200 million to find that out. I think that's unreasonable, and whatever this attempt at finding people into voting the way you think they ought to vote on a 218 vote is concerned, I recommend that we fight that 100%. As far as this solution that you have, I forget what you call it, this thing you wanted people to sign so that they wouldn't get a CDO. The way I read that, the only thing it says about not getting a CDO is that you'll give a CDO to my neighbors and myself and whoever else doesn't sign that thing before I get one. But that doesn't say there's no guarantee that the people who sign that won't get a CDO. So I think they want to look very seriously at something before they write it. And anybody can correct me if they can show me the wording that says the people who sign that aren't going to get a CDO. I got other things here. I can find them in time. I think the county should be a designated party. They are the people who gave those permits. And although you don't want to hear any history, I feel very strongly that those who ignore history are doomed to repeat it. And the fact is that one of those permits the county gave had water standing on the surface when they gave the permit. They dug the trenches to put the footer in, and they had to pump the water out of them before they poured the cement. They put the septic tank in full of water, and it still floated. They had to put rocks in it to sink it into the hole. This is totally unacceptable by any standards of leach field permitting. And then on top of it, we had a lot of 75-foot lots. This thing was The whole place was cut up in 75-foot lots, but there are some in Cuesta by the Sea where they split them in half and made 37.5-foot lots. The county permitted septic tanks with leach fields on 37.5-foot lots, which I think the county should be responsible for picking up all of that leachate and taking it outside of town to process it. We have a good plan. Ripley's designed something for us. It's about half the cost of Montgomery Watson's nightmare that solves the problem of discharges, and it does it economically and efficiently. We have are setting up an ag exchange. Mr. Hayashi might be interested in that. One of the things that we decided for sure is a pound of nitrogen in the water is a pound of nitrogen the farmer doesn't have to buy. This is also a pound of nitrogen that he hasn't bought that won't be settling into the groundwater. How am I doing time?
You have 4 minutes.
4 minutes?
Yeah.
I would like to say I have contributed numerous pages of data concerning the nitrates and groundwater things, such as a Black and Veatch study, and also Wade Brim's evaluation of the wells. Now, I don't know if any of you read Wade Brim's whatever you call history, but he worked for the Water Board many, many years, maybe longer than some of you've been, and he went to retire in Los Osos and got stuck. Or interest, excited, or whatever. He tried to solve this problem, and I couldn't contact him for a witness. I believe he's passed on.
Mr. Payne, can I just want to ask you a question.
Sure.
I stopped your clock. Would you be willing to sign the settlement agreement if you knew that the cease and desist order was not going to be issued?
Is there a guarantee in that?
Well, I think that there is a guarantee that if you sign the settlement agreement, you would not be issued a cease and desist order.
I think the way I read it, it said my neighbors and myself that didn't sign it would be the last ones to get a cease and desist order, but that my neighbors who didn't sign it, I'm sorry,
okay.
It says that the people who sign it will not be issued a CDO first. But they are not guaranteed not to get a CDO.
Okay. Let's. Yes.
Is the agreement an abatement order? So it's this almost the same as a cease and desist order.
It's very similar, but it's not a cease and desist order.
But it's a cleanup and abatement order.
It has portions. Well, maybe Mr. Sato can address that. What it has in it. There, one is substituting the other. But there wouldn't be a cease and desist order issued. There'd be a settlement of that. But the board is not going to issue a cease and desist order if someone has signed the settlement agreement.
They're not?
No.
It sounded to me like it was a hypothetical question when you started out.
Not at all.
I read that agreement.
I'm telling you, Mr. Payne, this board is not going to issue you a cease and desist order if you agree to the settlement.
And can I ask what the consequences are of the settlement?
The consequences of the settlement are that and Mr. Sato will explain more fully, since it's the settlement that he has negotiated with parties. But the settlement provides the regional board with an enforceable agreement between it and the settling parties to do by which the settling parties promise to do certain things by certain times.
Right. But in the event those things cannot be attained, though.
And they subject themselves to the possibility of certain enforcement consequences. The enforcement consequences are based on the enforcement provisions applicable to cleanup and abatement orders rather than those applicable to cease and desist orders, except for the fact that the the minimum liability imposed on persons who violate cleanup and abatement orders has been waived in that context. The consequences of violation, therefore, of violating a cease and desist order and violating the agreement are essentially similar.
So in the event that the timelines cannot be met, because that's really the concern, that that you're suggesting that people hook up to a sewer before a sewer may be available. So in the event that that we sign the settlement and we cannot hook up to a sewer because there isn't a sewer available, then we have the option of either vacating our property or incurring fines. Is that accurate?
No, it depends on whether there's been an assessment benefit put into effect and there is progress towards a project. The only thing that would trip that 2011 deadline, if I'm not mistaken, would be if there is a material cessation in the progress of getting the sewer.
Oh, as there was before. They're trying to prevent a stoppage of a project.
Any material cessation is the word that's used. It's broad and flexible for that purpose. Some board members have thought maybe there should be very definite described timelines put in with the foundation put in, things of that nature, but that I like the concept that it's flexible and broad. That
I understand.
It could be anything.
Now, the people that you've already voted to give CDOs
to—that's passed.
So they are not available to settle at this point.
They haven't settled, and the orders have been issued.
I see. So basically, Bruce and I are on the line right now.
I've just picked up what he was saying. I'm giving you an opportunity. You're very concerned about the possible detrimental effect of a CDO on your property.
Absolutely.
And I'm just saying that if there is an option that the prosecution team is attempting to make available.
Can I say something to you?
Yes, go ahead.
I can just say that in every settlement proposal we have received back from any potential settler, they have also included a enforcement mechanism for violations of the agreement. And in all of the ones that I have seen so far, those proposals have included the ability to have the agreement enforced under Section 13, 350. And so that whether you call it a cleanup of an abatement order, whether you call it a time schedule order, whether you call it a cease and desist order, all of those have the same penalty provisions available.
Okay. Since he mentioned that last term there, TSO, we had a discussion at the golf course meeting, and as far as I'm concerned, that 2010 figure is what it was then, is the same as a time study order. And I mentioned that at the time. I see now that they've negotiated up 1 year to 2011, January 1st, 2011. And this is the same kind of stuff that's been going on with the time study order since before, well, in the 80s. There were time study orders in the 80s for the county, and again and again and again they were moved up. We inherited the TSA 9 or whatever they were called, time study order, and every time we asked for an extension, we got 1 year. Morro Bay asked for an extension of their ocean outfall, and they got, what, 8-10 years? I would say if you want me to sign an agreement to quit trying to defend myself, I would suggest put in that agreement that we have till 2015 with no further enforcement action until 2015, and also take out the thing that says we have no give up our right to a hearing.
Okay. Mr. Payne, I'm not trying to force you into anything. I'm trying to respond to your wife's testimony about the effect of the cease and desist order.
Yeah,
let you know that there is an alternative to a potential detrimental effect of that. You don't have to take it. Okay, well, go ahead. We've got a few minutes left. You would have to work out those terms with Mr. Sato anyway if you had something else in mind, and we're really past that at this point.
Oh, we're already past the negotiation, so...
Well, yes. Let me just say also that he is represented by counsel on settlement issues, so I, in fact, cannot work it out with him directly.
Are you represented by Ms. Sullivan?
Only for that lawsuit that got thrown out just recently about...
Okay.
And the settlement negotiations. I was looking at the settlement she was negotiating, yes.
Okay.
I would look at any decent negotiation. But to just push up a TSO 1 year and say we're giving you a big deal.
You've got 3 minutes left on your presentation.
Oh, okay. On page 3 of this revised settlement option, it says the water board determines their... The Water Board determines there is a material cessation of the AB 2701 process, then the revised settlement option would require you to cease discharges within 2 years after the cessation. What kind of a time study order is that? And that's right in the settlement agreement option. I still say, and just as you said a minute or two ago, you're not trying to get me to agree to any kind of a settlement. You're just telling me that you're going to slap a CDO on me if I don't agree to a settlement. I think that's pretty much saying that you're trying to get me to sign one.
I'm telling you that the board will consider issuing the proposed cease and desist order if you haven't already settled. So you've got 2 minutes left.
Okay, 15 minutes. I spent 3 minutes at a time for several years speaking to the old CS board that we finally had to recall because they wouldn't listen to what we had to say. And they were able to pick a date 90 days out from when the election was to have themselves recalled. This gave the state the time to fund an illegal loan to force us into doing a project because they thought they'd have us so far into debt we wouldn't be able to stop it. And this is what this whole thing is about, is Montgomery Watson's miserable project, outrageously expensive. I doubt if any place in this whole district that you go over has a higher price per capita for a wastewater treatment system that's an experiment, by the way. American Canyon hasn't been in operation long enough to be more than an experiment. I'm talking about over 7 years, which they were trying to tell us those filters would last 7 years, and they cost $500,000. After we threw the thing out, we find out, no, we were quoting 3 to 5 years. The point being, it's an experimental process, and it's way too expensive for 4,700 people to pay for. Am I time up yet?
You have 15 seconds.
Well, I wish I had time to mount a campaign to get you all recalled because you're going to vote me a CDO, and I don't want one. My wife has a final word on whether we accept anything or not, so go for it.
I just would like to ask if you could guarantee that there's no prosecution if I give you my proxy vote for the 218.
We can't do that at all. We can accept the settlement agreement, but to start accepting your proxy vote, obviously, that vote, I think, has to pass by, 66% or something like that, a two-thirds vote?
Right, but you're saying I'm responsible.
I'm
responsible. My responsibility I give to you. I want it to happen.
Unfortunately, everyone will be in the same boat. I mean, those that vote for it, those that don't vote for it. And I don't know how else to split the baby on that.
I know, and I know he just told me that it's up to me
it's
to
up
settle.
To you.
Yeah, I know he just said that.
Well,
so I need to confer with him.
Okay, well, you don't.
You're under pressure.
What we have now is...
Mr. Chair, if I may?
Yeah.
No, you may not.
It's time for a break.
Well, you know...
It's time for... Maybe it's time for a break.
Mr. Hayashi, you have to leave at 6.
He's just a few minutes.
Okay. Well, Mr. Rockte is waiting.
He said take your time.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
Did
my
you?
My wife says, though...
Yeah. Notice
he's over there and he's over here.
Yeah. What does this mean, Mr. Ronke? Go ahead and
take your time.
Okay, we'll take a break until what?
Five.
Just a few short minutes.
A few short minutes. Okay.
Thank you.
5 minutes.
Thank you.
5 minute break. Let's try to wrap up this session. Are we on? What's that?
Here he is. Here he is.
Okay, Mrs. Payne. What, Yep.
I'm going to choose to settle.
Okay.
Under duress.
Under duress. Okay. I want Mr. Payne's signature on the settlement agreement. Do we have it, Mr. Payne?
I don't know how to write.
Do you, Mr. Payne? Do you? I mean, I'm not going to have Mrs. Payne agree to settle and then later find out that didn't include your intent.
For these agreements, if one party signed, everybody signed.
I know, but I want to make sure that this is something that the two of you are agreeing to.
He's not really agreeing to it, but he said that I can make the decision.
Okay, fine. Yeah.
Let me just sure I can get it on the record.
No.
Let me just get it on the record that Mr. and Mrs. Payne are both indicating that they will sign up to the revised settlement agreement that was approved by this board yesterday. Correct?
Yes.
Now, I don't want the under duress. I either want a yes or a no, because I don't want any questions raised about whether Mr. Payne did or did not agree to this.
I think we're
going to... It's a yes, sir.
Yes.
Unless my hearings clear off, I believe that Jeffrey Young, Chairman Young, stated definitely that I would get a CDO if I didn't sign this. That's
no,
duress.
I did not say that. I said the board would consider issuing a cease and desist order if you didn't have a settlement in place.
Well, I saw the consideration that took place on the people before me, and that set a precedent. I can count on precedents, I believe.
Okay.
We're settling.
Yeah, we're settling, and I'm settling under duress because I don't want a CDO.
Mr. Sato said he's not going to accept a settlement under duress. So.
Well, then, is he going to put a guarantee in it that we're not getting a CDO ever? Or just the thing that says our neighbors and friends get a CDO before we do?
Let's just move ahead.
Let's please move ahead.
Just move ahead, please.
Okay.
Just move ahead. It's okay.
We don't have an agreement here. It's clear to me.
Well, I think Mrs. Payne thinks that there is an agreement.
Well, I thought that there was something offered here.
We can't accept an agreement under duress. It's not valid.
Okay. Well.
What do you think the rest of the people signed this for?
Bruce.
Yeah, give me the damn paper.
He's going to sign it.
I don't have a
pen. Well, I don't know what's in front of you, but I need to make sure that it's not something you feel you're doing under duress.
It's fine.
What is this you want me to say?
Listen, he's...
That you're willingly choosing to sign the settlement agreement in lieu of having the board consider issuing a cease and desist order.
Does this also say that the staff won't continue to prosecute me?
I think any potential prosecution that may occur is spelled out in the settlement agreement. Under those terms that Mr. Sotto has put in there.
I think that at this point that we will settle. Bruce is not happy about it, but that doesn't make any difference because he told me I could make the decision. So I think we should just take it from there.
It's okay that he's not happy at that.
Exactly.
That I can appreciate.
Exactly.
But when he uses the word duress that has a legal context to it, mm-hmm. and he's shaking his head like, yes, he is under duress, so that's the kind
Bruce,
of the problem.
Well,
If Mr. Payne feels that he is signing this under duress, I cannot,
exactly.
in good conscience, advise the board that this is a settlement offer that they should accept.
I understand.
And I doubt if Mr. Sotto would be prepared to accept a settlement offer under those circumstances. Under those circumstances, I would have to recommend to the board that their only option would be to go forward and consider issuance of the cease and desist order.
Okay.
Whether or not they do that is
right.
in the discretion of the board.
I think that you just have to understand that that Bruce is trying to save face at this point. So,
I spoke at a lot of meetings for many years against this Montgomery Watson outrageously stupid, totally weird expense. It was absurd.
You're going to save time. I just want to do this.
The point is that a lot of people thank me for fighting for them and stopping this project so that they aren't paying for $134 million illegal loan.
It doesn't stop you from doing that, Mr.
Yeah.
It gives them
all you want, but
it gives them my example of signing something.
Okay, but
basically,
okay.
I'm not even on title. Why don't she sign it for herself? That's okay.
She has title to the property?
Right.
Totally.
All right.